Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and I'm proud to welcome the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles, selected with the number 79 overall pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, offensive lineman Isaac Seumalo from Oregon State. Isaac, welcome to the Eagles family.
Thank you, man. Just super excited to be a part of it and to come over there and bust my butt.
So, Isaac, explain, where are you at right now? Are you at Corvallis, Oregon? Where are you at right now?
I'm actually in Tacoma, Washington. I have a ton of family up here, and everyone's celebrating, and it's an awesome time right now.
How many family members? Give us the estimate. Are we talking 10, 20, 50? How big is it right now?
I'd say there's at least 20 or 30.
Nice.
A lot of food. Everyone's just nice. It's awesome.
So has the night been, describe the night. Has it been exciting, anxious, stressful? You know, round two begins. You're not sure where you're going to end up. You don't know if you're going to be going in one of these two rounds. How, describe the emotions of what this night has been like for you.
It's been a little bit of all of the above. In one regard, you don't really have any control over anything, but at the same time, you have to watch your phone the whole time. So it's stressful in that, point, but I'm super excited to, get to work and, get this, my dream come true, came realized. So I'm more than excited.
So, Isaac, how much interest did the Eagles show in you during the pre-draft process?
Not a ton. Combine and the offensive line coach. But outside of that, I really didn't talk to them a ton.
So maybe they were just kind of hiding the interest. They knew that they liked you, but they didn't want everyone to know about it.
Yeah, I guess that. I'll take it. Whatever way it happened, I'm happy.
When the Eagles called you tonight, and I'm sure it was a brief discussion, how much did they discuss, a potential role, where you might fit? Did they give you any kind of inclination as to where they envisioned playing you?
Not entirely, but, I'm sure I'll figure it out soon. And, I know there's a reason they want me there, and that's to, play and compete and help the team, in any way I can. And that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
So, Isaac, what is your favorite position? You played four of the five offensive line positions during your time at Oregon State. Do you have one that's a favorite more than the others?
I came in and played center, and I got a natural feel for that. And then I played guard most of the last season, and I like that too. So I feel comfortable, kind of in the interior, but I know I can, move out in a pinch and really, help out where it's needed, but the guard center spot is where I feel best.
So, Isaac, what was it like growing up the son of a football coach?
It was awesome, man. I got to experience things that many kids don't. I got, I was blessed with both my parents, and I couldn't be happy. I couldn't be prouder of how they raised me and the person and football player I am today. And I just feel really blessed.
When did you develop the love for the game? Because I can envision as a son of a football coach, you might get pushed to a point where you got to decide one way or another. Either you're going to be in love with the game, or maybe it's just going to be too much. Just discuss how much you fell in love with the game through the fact that your father was your coach and was able to guide you through your career.
Yeah. I played early on when I was a little kid, and I really started to fall in love with the game when I kind of around more like middle school, the violence of the game, and then learning, that I was, wasn't bad at it. And then I love the game. And there's one thing I want people to know is just, I have a passion for the game. I try to leave it out there on the field.
Now, Isaac, did your father coach you all the way through college too?
Yeah, he was a defensive line coach at Oregon State until 2015. And he's been, dad / coach, my whole life. And, I know he's super proud, and I'm kind of at a loss for words. it's awesome right now.
Isaac, who shed a tear, you or your father? Or both?
What was that?
Who shed a tear first, you or your father?
I think it was me, and then him and my mom were a close second. It's been a long time coming, and I'm glad to finally be with the team and, you know, being on the team again.
Isaac, what did it mean for you to come back from the injury, the foot injury, that cost you the 2014 season, and to be able to play the entire 2015 season and show to NFL teams that you were healthy enough and productive enough to be worthy of being a day two selection in the NFL draft?
Yeah, I think it just shows a mental toughness. I think a lot of, you know, guys go through, you know, year and a half long injuries. It's such a mental grind, and you really gotta, you really gotta focus on the things that you want, and really develop your patience. And then being able to come back and play last year was huge. It was hard, but it was awesome.
Isaac Seumalo, I hear the party going on in the background. I'm not gonna hold you up any longer. Go enjoy your friends and family. Congratulations. Welcome to the Eagles family, and we can't wait to see you here in Philadelphia.
Me too, man. Go Eagles.
Thanks. There we go. That's what we like to hear. Isaac Seumalo, the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles, the number 79 overall selection in the 2016 NFL Draft. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you for joining us here on Eagles Draft Central, presented by Deaton Watson.